My sort of crazy, somewhat arbitrary rule of thumb is you want to have a technology that's an order of magnitude better than the next best thing. So Amazon had over 10 times as many books. I mean, it's maybe not that high tech, but you figure out a way to sell 10 times as many books in an efficient online way. You know, PayPal, the alternative for PayPal was using checks to send money on eBay, took 7 to 10 days to clear. PayPal could do it more than 10 times as fast. So you want to have some sort of very powerful improvement in some order, maybe an order of magnitude improvement on some key dimension. Of course, you know, if you actually come with something totally new, it's just like an infinite improvement. So I would say the iPhone was the first smartphone that worked, and so that's, you know, that's like maybe not infinite, but it's sort of definitely an order of magnitude or more of an improvement. So I think the technology is designed to give you a massive delta over the next best thing. I think there often are network effects that can kick in that really help. The thing that's very and these lead to monopolies over time. The thing that's very tricky about network effects is they're often very hard to get started. And so even though everyone understands how valuable they are, there's always this incredibly tricky question: why is it valuable to the first person who's doing something? Economies of scale, if you have something with very high fixed costs, very low marginal costs, that's typically a monopoly-like business.